Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
I'm Doug Swift from the Reporting Project, and here's a few stories we're working on. Granville Schools will host a community meeting on January 15th. The meeting was organized in part because MI Homes of Columbus is proposing the development of upward of 600 homes on about 225 acres just east of Grand Point Drive. Granville Superintendent Jeff Brown told the Reporting Project that the land is in the school district, but in the city of Heath, whose zoning code allows for about 5 houses per acre. Currently, Granville Elementary and Intermediate schools are at 95% capacity. School district officials have been working on plans to manage anticipated enrollment growth. At the meeting, they will discuss current enrollment, the projections for growth, and the challenges ahead for the 2,600 student district. The meeting at 7 p.m. January 15th will be held in the high school theater and is open to the public. Also, the Lang Family Farm in Licking County is among the latest permanently preserved farmland in Licking County. The farm, now about 70 acres, was first purchased in 1972. This October, the Lang family became the 14th this year to protect their Ohio farmland under the local agricultural easement purchase program. With easements in 62 counties in Ohio, this program is funded through the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Licking County Soil and Water is the local sponsor for the program, overseeing Licking County farmland. So far, 26 farms in Licking County have taken advantage of the program. No matter who lives on the Lang Farm next, it will continue to exist as farmland. And finally, if you're looking for holiday things to do, the Reporting Project compiled a list of more than 60 things to do at the end of this year and into 2025 in Licking County, available at thereportingproject.org. And that's the news from the Reporting Project.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News tab.